Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is Seven in Heaven.
Yes.
Might be an all-timer today.
Oh, yes.
You ready for Seven in Heaven, Tone?
This was a meticulous assortment of football teams in the AFC that I have structured for today's Seven in Heaven. Kenny, it's an all-timer.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I still don't know what I want to do with number seven. I have two teams that I am wrestling with. They're jockeying for position in my mind. I don't know what to do.
Let's figure it out.
Because the Bengals should have beaten the Green Bay Packers. They should have at the end.
Oh, they didn't.
And they didn't. But then I have the Raiders.
Field goals are important.
And the Raiders, do they rally around there? Who's their new coach?
It's Rich Bisaccia, who I believe did have an interview scheduled with
Matt Apodaca
for the Browns years ago. I think he was scheduled to have an interview with the Browns years ago.
Okay, so I'm waffling in
for
between
their head coaching
them.
Spot.
And I think I have more confidence in the Bengals right now. That is crazy. I asked you if we should take the Bengals seriously on Sunday. You said yes. So I'm going to take them seriously.
Wow.
Say goodbye to the Raiders. Bye-bye.
Wow. The Bengals in the playoffs.
How did the Raiders not hire Hugh Jackson?
See, again, this is why.
How did they not hire Hugh Jackson right now?
You don't play the long game.
I know.
You just look back and then you just do silly gut reactions. This is honestly, and I mean this sincerely. Yeah. This is why it took you till you were the age of 39 to actually find somebody
to think
about even settling down with. Because it's all quick, strong reaction, and there's no long play.
But I have more faith long term with Joe Burrow than I
do
Derek
Sarah.
Carr.
Oh.
Number six, Kansas City Chiefs? What? Six?
I love how you reacted to your own thing.
Who
that
made
way.
This list? I did. Number five, Cleveland Browns. Number four.
Whoa,
I'm on to the next one. Guys, I'm moving. I'm on to the next one.
Whoa.
Well, let me explain when we get there. I can explain
We're
when
there
we
now.
Get there.
You are so overreactionary.
Wait, that's higher than they actually are in
the
actual standings.
You are the most overreactionary person ever.
Right now, in the standings, the Cleveland Browns do not make the playoffs. They are not in the playoffs right now. The season ended today.
Okay, but the season isn't ending today. We are projecting to the future. That's what Seven in Heaven is, you dummy.
So I'm doing them a favor. I'm putting them in the playoffs. There's some people that don't have them in the playoffs right now.
Whatever.
I have them in the playoffs.
Yeah, because they sit there and say, well, if the playoffs ended today, if the season ended today, that's the biggest dumb thing. Well, if the season the season doesn't end today. That's the whole thing. If the world ended today, the world doesn't end today, okay? You bunch of Harold Campings, it doesn't end today.
You can't prove that.
Number four.
Well, no longer can he either.
Number four. This might be still a stunner to you. They're in third place in the AFC South. They played last night and lost. Folks, I have the Colts winning that division. Let me tell you who the Titans play coming up. Titans are going to lose their next four games. They have the Bills. Then they have the Chiefs. Then they're at Indy. Then they're at the Rams. They're going to lose the next four. And by that time, you guys won't be laughing any longer because I'm telling you, Carson Wentz is back. and the Colts, when they get, they're about to get healthier. They've been really banged up. The Colts will win the division. Number three, I have the Chargers. The Chargers, because I have them winning the AFC West. Everybody saw how good Justin Herbert was. It's crazy. He's just a sophomore. Number two, Baltimore Ravens. I just think there's Lamar Jackson, as far as the regular seasons go, it's just really hard to beat him.
God, you are so sad. You are so sad.
I
didn't watch the game live last night.
And I didn't
either. Because I was drunk.
I didn't either. I was asleep after Jeopardy. And number one, Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills look ridiculous. Ever since they had that, I call it a preseason loss to the Steelers in game one, basically a preseason game. The Bills have been dominating since then. They're number one. Right. There's my 7-7. Boom.
This is why you go first, because the dumbest needs to go first. How much time did you even think about this?
I didn't. No. I was pouring over it. The entire, while you were doing the Ryan McDonough, Brian Scalabrine, Chad Ford, while you were doing all those.
Chad Forbes.
An Odyssey
station. Oh, we don't get Chad Ford?
Wait, is it Chad Ford?
It's Chad Ford.
It is Chad Ford.
Oh. It's Chad Ford? Yeah, it is Chad Ford.
Who's Chad Forbes?
I think that's the other draft guy.
Oh, God.
If it was Chad Ram, you'd be talking about it nonstop.
Damn. What were you going to say? You worked
on
it
hard? Oh, come on, Adam. Adam on Twitter. Can't wait for the Emily Mayfield Instagram reaction to Sportsboy Tony 7. And have it. Get off that. We are not gonna bring her into it.
I'm not talking about
that. We're not reading that on the air.
I'm not talking about that.
Everybody suck. Go to the message boards. Go to the water cooler.
If you guys want to do that, you three can
do that. Go to Brown's Reddit.
I'm not talking about that. I leave spouses out of it.
Go to Complex and their message boards.
Oh, I think Chops is pretty defensive these days. I'm not talking about that. We're leaving it out. I got to do my 7 and
what do you mean?
Nothing.
Oh.
All right. Are you ready for my number 7?
Go ahead.
The New England Patriots. They saved their asses.
Come on. Are you serious?
Shut up. Let me tell you why. They saved their asses on Sunday against Houston. Made a tremendous comeback. Mac Jones ain't that bad. He's not that bad.
Ain't that good either.
He's not that great. None of the rookies have been that bad or that great. You know? They've never been that bad or that great. Mac Jones is all right. I think you have a weird hate for Mac Jones because he ran it up on Ohio State in the national championship game and because he was definitely argued to be overdrafted at number 3 overall, which you and I agreed with. And we both like Justin Fields better, which, by the way, led the Bears to win that. They probably would have moved on from John Gruden anyway, but that certainly sealed it. Because 3-2 looks different from 4-1. Hence why everybody's arguing about the Browns right now.
You think that game
changed? No. I just said they probably would have moved on regardless because we know that they knew about everything on Friday. And they were like, we'll still let him coach this game. It's like, we'll let you have one more. Because even though that seems crazy, Mark Davis is Mark Davis. And
the Michael Sam comments when you've got Carl Nassib on your team.
Man,
how does that work?
So bad.
How does that work in your locker room?
It looks so bad. Oh, ain't got to worry about that anymore because he's gone. I got New England at number 7. Because of that, I'm telling you, I got the Raiders out. Did I have Vegas in? No, so I had them just at 8.
So we both have them out.
Yeah. Number 6 is Baltimore. Now, people are going to say, you're hating Lamar. Not hating Lamar. I just don't think this brand of football is something that is tenable for a long period of time. I listened to Ryan Wilson, who's a guy I trust, and he said yesterday, like, hey, I feel better about the Browns and their loss against the Chargers because they're a better overall team, and the Chargers are a better overall team than what they're doing with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I might end up being wrong. Again, I got the Ravens in the playoffs. I just got him 2nd in the division. But you know who I have at number 1 in the division. Or do you? Number 5, the Los Angeles Chargers. Because I still have faith in Kansas City. Number 4, Tennessee.
Most everybody will have Tennessee.
I think Tennessee's just going to run in a bad division. Like, that's what that is. So they get to the number 4 spot because they're there. Number 3, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number 2, the Kansas City. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Whoa.
It's the Cleveland Browns.
You're just checking to see if I was listening.
Yeah, I was. It's the Cleveland Browns. Number 3 is the Cleveland Browns. It is the Cleveland Browns. Now, I'm worried about some of these MRIs and all this stuff stacking up here. But, damn, they should have won that game on Sunday. I mean, 4-1, back-to-back road wins, getting ready for Arizona. How good would that look coming back? Lord almighty. But I still put Cleveland at number three. Number two, I'm wondering now if this is becoming my Steelers-Baltimore thing that happened last year when I kept insisting that the Steelers were not the best team in the division, and you and Kenny and everybody – Owen didn't yell at me that much. But you guys all yelled at me, and I ended up being right. I'm wondering if this is my thing where I'm doubling down on Kansas City, but I'm going to end up being wrong. The offensive line isn't that great. The defense is not that great whatsoever.
No, not at all.
But I'm going to give it another week. I'm going to say Kansas City. I look at their schedule. I mean, you're always playing a tough schedule. Which, by the way, if the playoffs started today, the Kansas City Chiefs would not be in the playoffs. Just letting you guys know how stupid that all seems. They're at Washington. They're at Tennessee. They're home against the Giants. That could be three straight wins right there. You're all of a sudden, you're what? 5-3, you're right back on track. Against the Packers, that'll be a tough one. You're at Vegas, who knows what the Vegas Raiders are. Cowboys will be a toughie, I think. Then Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, Steelers, Bengals, Broncos. It ends a little bit more difficult, but there's a nice stretch here they can get back on track. So I'm going to stay with my plan, and I'm going to put Kansas City number two. Number one, Buffalo. I mean, they're just playing lights out. They're a scary football team. And that is 7
in heaven.
Coming up at 8:20, the DD King of Wall, even though I don't know if she knows. But we're going to try a DD coming up at 8:20, coming up later today. Up next, interesting trades considered. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.